novels or historical facts, and this man sent this book by Christine Unset.
Yes, I believe that is the name.
Unset. I forget for, but Christine Lavendaughters. That's one of her rare famous historical novels, and I was really intrigued with it. Well, of course, this woman, right away, she had read it. So we had a lot in common, you know.
Yes, that was a basis for
that's right
conversation. Well, now I believe I heard you say you were in France too, but just around Paris.
That's right. I was in the northern part of France, and I was quite surprised at the time. The farms we were on were quite large, and it was land almost similar to eastern Allen County. Level, black land, very fertile. And I inquired at that time, I told them that my ancestors had come from France and told about the small farms and so forth, and they said that that had been true up till World War I, and due to the inflation of the French franc, that people with money, and especially people in Paris, they were buying land as a hedge against the cheapening of the franc. And they pointed out to me that there was lots of international harvester and a lot of American combines and quite large equipment. And I noticed they also had Belgians and Hollanders working in the beet fields, just similar to our own conditions in eastern Allen County. When we raised sugar beets, we had a lot of Belgian people and Hollanders that worked in the beet fields that had came here and eventually settled here, but a lot of them were bachelors and the like and just worked in the beet fields, see. So they told me that that was true, and that land had got so scarce that it was almost impossible to buy land in France unless it was an estate or something like that. It was that hard to come by.
Yeah. I'm very much interested in this travel aspect, and Russia, France, and I suppose you've traveled quite a bit in the United States.
I've been in every state in the Union. I took a trip when I was about 19 years old. I had three other boys. A group of us made a trip to Yellowstone National Park, and we went, excuse me.
Yes, sir. And as far as the church was
As far as the church is concerned, we call him Bishop Knoll. I don't know if you're familiar, he was a very famous bishop.
Yes,
started the Sunday Visitor and also.
Yes.
He, I might say I'm real proud of the fact he baptized me.
He
was pastor of Besançon, and he was the first English speaking priest, he happened to be German descent, that was pastor of Besançon. Up till that time, they always thought it had to be a Frenchman on account of so many of the people spoke French, see?
Yes.
And I would say in the period of years since then, we've only had one priest who was French descent, who happened to be Father was here about 10 years ago.
About when do you suppose you ceased having the service conducted in French?
I'd say roughly around about 1900. I was born in 1904, and the Bishop Knoll baptized me. And I think he came here in 1902, and up till that time, they had French-speaking priests who conducted services in both French and English.
Yes. Well, that's an interesting thing, because the influence of the service even upon the language of the community.
That's right.
And the fact that that would be about the time it ceased. I am very much interested in the fact that really German and French both have more or less, we don't speak it anymore, and we've gone to...
Yes.